Today's contestants, a test accommodation center coordinator from San Diego, California, Kara Skinner. A history professor from Oak Ridge, Tennessee, Beth Kitts. And our returning champion, a university administrator from Binghamton, New York, Kevin Betcher, whose three-day cash winnings total $59,402. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm feeling good today. I hope we don't have a repeat of yesterday. It was a rough go, not only for the contestants, but for me as well. Tough clues, not a big payday, but Kevin persevered, won his third game, has $59,000, and today faces Kara and Beth. Let's see if the categories work out a lot better today. Good luck. Here we go. What are those categories? They're important. Horror movies. All right. Good place to start. Five-letter words. Sounds easy. A day ending in Y. Books for younger readers. I've got a gut feeling. And because this is our 8,000th episode, we have a whole category as a salute to 8,000. Kevin, start us.
Let's try horror movies for 800.
In 1990... Christine Elise battled this homicidal doll. In 2019, it was Aubrey Plaza. Kevin.
Who is Chucky?
Chucky, yeah.
Horror movies 1,000.
This Australian actress starred in the 2018 horror Hereditary, about a family with dark secrets. Kevin again.
Who is Colette?
Toni Collette, correct.
Horror movies 600.
Doris tries to play on this board alone, totally against the rules, and learns the origin of evil in a 2016 movie. Beth.
What's a Ouija board?
That's it.
Five-letter words for 200.
Mr. Spock was big into this, the science behind being justified by reason. Beth.
What is logic?
That's it.
Five-letter words for 4.
Pertaining to Benedict the 16th or Boniface the 8th. Kevin.
What is papal?
Papal, that's it.
Five-letter words, 1,000.
This block, wedged under a wheel, comes in handy when changing a tire. That is called a chalk. Back to you, Kevin.
Five-letter words, 800.
This word, denoting being simple or guileless, is from the old French for natural. We hope you're not... Kara.
What is naive?
Yes.
Five-letter words for 600.
Answer. Daily double, so you rang in with a correct response at precisely the right moment, and you can risk up to 1,000.
Let's do 1,000.
Okay, here is the clue. These were two types of columns in ancient Greece.
What are Doric and Ionic?
You got them both. The third one, Corinthian, didn't qualify. Go again.
Okay, let's do books for younger readers for 800.
Mary Pope Osborne has taken kids all through history as Jack and Annie travel in this magic structure. Beth.
What is the magic treehouse?
That's it.
Books for younger readers for 200.
Emily Elizabeth and this large, colorful canine have many adventures in works by Norman Bridwell. Kara.
What is Clifford?
Clifford, the big red dog.
Gut feeling for 800.
The stomach secretes gastrin, a hormone that in turn helps you secrete this acid that kills bacteria in your food. Kara.
What is hydrochloric acid?
You are right.
Gut feeling for 1,000.
Catch these waves, the rhythmical pumping that moves chyme toward the pylorus. And those would be the peristaltic waves. Back to you, Kara.
Salute to 8,000 for 200, please.
This largest seal, which can weigh 8,000 pounds, is named for another large mammal. Kevin?
What is the elephant seal?
Right.
Books for younger readers, 1,000.
Milo learns about time from a watchdog named Talk after driving through this mysterious title object. Kevin?
What is the phantom tollbooth?
You got it.
Books, 600.
In Kipling's The Jungle Book, this mongoose faces off against two cobras to protect his human family. Kevin?
Who is Rikki Tikki Tavi?
That is right, and that takes you to 4,000. You're in the lead, and we're taking a break. Back in a moment, though. Kara Skinner is from here in Southern California, San Diego, and is a member of a book club, but a specific kind of club.
Yeah.
Tell me.
It's a cookbook book club.
All right.
Yes.
And does that mean you guys specialize in any kind of specific kind of cuisine?
It's all over the place. We did a vegetarian one once. And next month, I think it's Jimmy Buffett, so we might have drinks with it. But yeah, so every month you kind of cook through it throughout the month, and then you bring a dish that you made from it to meet with for the meeting.
The Margaritaville cookbook.
Yeah.
I'd like to try some of your recipes.
I'll make them for you.
Okay, good. Beth Kitts is a history professor from Tennessee who collects memorable, incorrect responses from her students.
I do. I love my students, but sometimes they don't get the answers quite right. They get close. My very favorite one ever, she was going for the Donner Party, and she ended up with the dinner party. Not quite there.
Well, I won't go there. Kevin Bechner is our champion, ladies and gentlemen, and he's an expert at something that you never hear talked about, catching
bats.
How do you do that?
So you try to get the bat to tire itself out and then land somewhere so you can get a box over it. So just wait it out.
All right, let's get back into this. You have command of the board. Go ahead, make a selection.
Books for younger readers, 400.
She wrote the classics Ramona the Pest and Beezus and Ramona. Kara.
Who is Beverly Cleary?
Yes.
Gut feeling for 600.
Originally, the formula of this tummy soother was pepsin, zinc salts, oil of wintergreen, salol, and a colorant to make it pink. Beth.
What is Pepto-Bismol?
You got it.
Day ending in Y for two.
1998's Belfast Agreement is also named for this spring holy day. Kevin.
What is Easter?
No. Beth.
What is Good Friday?
Good Friday. That ends in Y.
Day ending in Y for four.
In a commercial, Chris Sullivan gives voice to Guess What Day It Is. Mike. What day is it, Mike? This day. Kara.
What is Hump Day?
Hump Day or Wednesday. Yes.
Day ending in Y for six.
Laissez les bon temps rouler, y'all. Mardi Gras translates to this. Kara.
What is Fat Tuesday?
Yes.
Salute to 8,048.
Measured at the equator, this distance is just a bit under 8,000 miles. Kara.
What is the diameter of the Earth?
You are right.
Salute to 8,000 for 1,000.
As per its name, this seat of Pitkin County, Colorado, has lots of trees. They release the oxygen humans need at 8,000 feet. Beth.
What is Aspen?
Yep.
Salute to 8,000 for 400.
In 2018, Diana Taurasi became the first 8,000-point scorer in the history of this league. Kevin.
What is the WNBA?
Correct.
A day ending in Y, 800.
In a song by The Cure, Thursday, I don't care about you. It's this title. Kevin.
What is Friday, I'm in love?
Yes.
Horror movie is 400.
This 1931 film had the tagline, a monster science created but could not destroy. Kara.
What is Frankenstein?
Less than a minute now, and you're right.
Horror movies for two.
2017 saw the eighth film in the Saw franchise, and three additional letters were needed for this, its title. What is Jigsaw? Back to you, Kara.
Day ending in Y for 1,000.
During World War I, the U.S. Food Administration called for this alliterative vegetarian day. Kevin.
What are meatless Mondays?
Good.
Salute to 8,600.
The MIT Age Lab estimates that this period of your life will last about 8,000 days. So don't run out of savings. Kara.
What is retirement?
Correct.
Gut feeling for four.
The stomach is the middleman between this, also known as the gullet, and the small intestine. Kevin.
What is the esophagus?
You are right. And with that, you go to 6,400 and the lead is yours. Beth, 3,000 behind, goes first when we come back to start Double Jeopardy. Good categories in that one, you'll see. All right. right, we're not going to have a low-scoring final today, but right now we're going into Double Jeopardy, and Beth, here are the categories for your selection. Feet of clay, but Henry in there. 90s number one hits. Words about words. Adaptations. Followed by Saints on the Map. And finally, and I don't know what this is all about, Cropuri, but those three letters, C-R-O, will come up in each correct response. Beth, off you go.
Henry Clay for 400.
Henry Clay is famous for helping forge these historic deals, like the Missouri one and the one of 1850. Beth.
What are compromises?
Yeah.
Clay for 800.
Clay was one of the founders of the American Colonization Society, which helped create this African nation. Beth again.
What is Liberia?
You got it.
Henry Clay for 12.
Clay held this congressional leadership post for 10 years, longer than anyone else in the 19th century. Kevin.
What is Speaker of the House?
Correct.
90s hits 1600.
In 1998, she hit number one with Doo-Wop, That Thing, her first solo single. Kara.
Who is Lauryn Hill?
Yes.
90s for 1200.
In 1995, this female trio was chasing waterfalls. Kevin?
Who are TLC?
Correct.
90s hits 2000.
In 1997, this late rapper had Mo Money, Mo Problems. Kara?
Who's the Notorious B.I.G.?
You got him.
Words about words for 16.
It's a word that tells people you're in a group. In the Bible, those who said sib instead of shib were slaughtered. Kevin.
What is a shibboleth?
Yes.
Words about words, 2000.
Answer there.
Early double. 6,000.
Six it is. Here is the clue. Two-word term for a common language for speakers of different tongues. It was once an actual language quoted by Molière.
Hurry. What is... local dialect.
No, what is lingua franca? Lingua franca. Go again.
Adaptations 12.
This 1910 E.M. Forster work about the Schlegels and Wilcoxes was filmed in 1992 by James Ivory and adapted for TV in 2017. Kevin?
What is Where Angels Fear to Tread?
No. Beth?
What is Passage to India?
No. What is Howard's End? Back to you, Kevin.
Adaptation 1600.
When this TV and film scribe was adapting To Kill a Mockingbird for the stage, he kept getting disappointed in Atticus. Kara.
Who is Aaron Sorkin?
Right.
Adaptations for 2.
To stop violence, women take a vow of abstinence in Spike Lee's Chirac, a retelling of this Greek comedy. Kevin.
What is the Lysistrata?
That's it.
Adaptations 8.
Depicted here is Carlo Gozzi, whose play The Love of These was turned into an opera by Prokofiev. The Love of Three Oranges. You see them on the screen. Kevin.
Words about words, 12.
Paronym is another word for this, a word substituted for a more unpleasant one. Kevin.
What is a euphemism?
Good.
Saints on the Map, 12.
An island country in the Lesser Antilles is a package deal. This saint and the Grenadines. Kara.
What is St. Vincent?
Yes.
Saints on the Map for 2000.
A church in this suburb of Paris has the tombs of 12 centuries of French kings. And that would be Saint-Denis, Saint-Denis. Kara, go again.
Cropuri for 12.
Remains of an early form of man were found in a French cave with this name. Beth.
What is Lascaux?
No. Kara.
What is Cro-Magnon?
Yes.
Cropuri for 800.
This prying tool is so named because one end looks like a beak. Kara.
What is a crowbar?
Right.
Cropuri for 16.
This flower is often seen in the spring. Kevin.
What is a crocus?
Crocus, yeah.
Cropuri 2000.
When a politician appoints his friends to positions they are unqualified for, it's called this. Kara.
What is cronyism?
Yes.
Cropuri for 4.
The name of this miracle of modern invention is partly from the French for hook. Kara.
What is Velcro?
Good.
Adaptations for 4.
This Margaret Atwood novel was adapted by the Royal Winnipeg Ballet in 2018. Kara?
What is The Handmaid's Tale?
Yes.
Words about words for eight.
As its name suggests, a pangram uses all of these at least once in one sentence. Kara?
What are letters of the alphabet?
Good.
Stance on the map for 16.
Answer there. The other Daily Double. Oh-ho.
Five
it is. 5,000?
Yes.
Oh, all right. The Pony Express went from this Missouri city to Sacramento, California.
What is St. Louis?
No, what is St. Joseph? Mm. But you're still in the lead. Go again.
90s hits for 800.
She was coming out of the dark, sans the Miami Sound Machine in 1991. Beth?
Who's Gloria Estefan?
Yes.
90s hits for 400?
Wham! He had a number one hit as he was praying for time in 1990. Beth?
Who's George Michael?
Good, less than a minute now.
Henry Clay, 16.
According to Andrew Jackson, Clay's corrupt bargain was the Secretary of State job for helping make this man president. Beth?
Who's John Quincy Adams?
Yes.
Clay for 2,000.
When he died in 1852, Clay became the first American to lie in state in this part of the Capitol building. Kara?
What is the Capitol Dome?
The what?
The dome?
No. Beth?
What is the rotunda?
The rotunda, yes.
Saints on the mat for 8.
Napoleon lived at the Briars Pavilion and then at Longwood on this island in the South Atlantic. Kara?
What is St. Helena?
You got it.
Saints on the map for 4.
It's where to go to groove to the Twin Cities Jazz Festival. Beth?
What is St. Paul?
Right. And now the last clue. As in scientific classification, a nomenclator is someone who assigns these. Beth?
What are definitions?
No. Tara, Kevin? What are names? All right. All three of you still very much alive for Final Jeopardy. Here comes the category. World literature. We're opening it up. I hope you're well read. We'll find out when we come back.
Tonight at 10, a heart-wrenching story about a father with a sick child. Brutally attacked by a group of teens, how a diaper run turned into a horrifying assault. Plus, why high-tech defenses could not be enough to stop school shooters.
Before cutting into your pumpkin, sketch your design with one of these hyphenated markers so you can remove any mistakes and sketch again if needed. What is a dry erase marker? Happy Geicoine. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
Good scores from all three players as they now deal with world literature and this clue. Some parts were translated from a 15th century Syrian manuscript when this work was introduced to Europe around 1700. You have 30 seconds, players. Good luck. If we're talking about parts, it was obviously a composite, so let's see if that helped you. We start with you in the middle, Beth. You had $7,000, and you had trouble coming up with anything. You didn't make it. And it'll cost you how much? $6,998. You have $2 left. Let's go to our champion, Kevin. He worked hard, wound up with $8,000, and came up with... He's not looking happy, but he wrote down what is 1,001 nights, and that's right. Yeah. You will add to that 8,000. 6,001. You have 14,001 and the lead. Kara, it's up to you now. Did you get 1,001 nights? You wrote it down quickly. You're right. Did you risk enough? Oh, you did indeed. 6,000 giving you 17,800. And you become Jeopardy champion and you get to enjoy the weekend and come back and play again on Monday. Congratulations, young lady. Hope to see you on Monday. Have a safe weekend. So long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by...
statement necklace? Or let your neck make the statement.
Gold Bond Neck and Chest Cream. 97% head firmer skin. Gold Bond. Ultimate lotion. Ultimate skin.
When it comes to food for your best friend, there's good, there's better, and then there's Blue Buffalo. If you love them like family, feed them like family with Blue.
My friends keep me on the go, even when my back pain says stop.
New Aspergream Warming Patch. Medicated warmth relieves pain up to 8 hours with no odor. Aspergream.